We're doing lots of fun stuff with the City of Bryan, but one of the aspects that I was brought in specifically to help the city with is the issue of speeding in neighborhoods. Big issue. Calls have come into the city, emails, requests to council members, etc. over the years. I'm afraid for my children. I'm afraid for my pets. They're driving like crazy. Do something about it. And up until recently, the only tools we've had is targeted enforcement. And that has, it's as important as it is, it only has limiting effect.
Sure.
Or, you know, there's always the request for stop signs. Mm-hmm. Well, stop signs are installed to assign right-of-way at intersections. They're not used to control speed.
Right.
And really what you end up doing if you do that is a lot of rolling of the stop signs, and then people get mad about that.
Sure.
Excuse me. The program I used to run for the city of Houston back when, and then when I went to the city of Austin, revised their program, brought some lessons learned. People refer to it as traffic calming, okay. But we're using a term called local area traffic management. We try to do a much more holistic look as opposed to just what's happening here or there. And the program is intended to address adverse levels of speeding along residential streets.
So where are the areas in Bryan that you see are most problematic right now?
For me, I really couldn't answer that. But we hear a lot of questions, particularly around Blinn College. And we hear also from other parts of the city, especially where you have the big, wide, long streets, cul-de-sacs to either side. There's not really any friction in between those two points. And folks are traveling faster than they should be. The speed limit's 30, but the challenge is the street looks like I could go 40 and be okay doing it. So you end up with that mismatch of functionality. You have a very auto-centric street going through a very people-centric place. So how do we address that? And local area traffic management is a request-driven program where people can fill out a one-page form, submit it to the city. We'll come out and take a look at your street. And within 6 months, we'll tell you yes or no, you're eligible for the program. And if you're not, we'll tell you why. If you are, we will tell you, we'll develop a mitigation plan. There's a petitioning process that accompanies the mitigation plan. And then we will tell you yes or no, you got funded. And if you didn't get funded, where do you rank relative to everybody else?
Now, are you looking for input individually, or do you want HOAs to be in touch? What's the best way for, if this is obviously, it's going to be a neighborhood problem?
We look at individual street segments. We love working with HOAs and helping explain and get the word out. The request must originate from someone who lives or works along that particular street.
Mm-hmm.
So HOAs cannot request for all the streets in their neighborhood, especially if no one lives on that street. And that makes sense because if I live five neighborhoods away, but I want something done on your street in your neighborhood, how do I have standing?
Right,
but
sure.
There's a lot of people who kind of want to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's why the program only accepts requests from people who live or work along that street.
Okay.
So a school principal could request.
Okay. Now, what's the timeline on the project?
Right now, it's a pilot. We took the concept to Bryan City Council at the end of last year, and they gave us blessing to move forward with the pilot. And at this time, we are taking requests through April 1st.
Okay.
I realize that April Fool's Day, but that's not the deal.
Okay.
The reason for the April 1st cutoff is our staff still needs time to do the traffic studies before school gets out for summer.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives us the month of April and maybe the first 1 or 2 weeks of May, and then we can't really collect any more traffic data. Those people who apply, we will let them know on or about June 1st if they're eligible. And then if they are, they get a speeding mitigation plan and evidence of support petition, which is due back to us August 1st. And 1st of September, we have a ranking for funding list that we will share with City Council and give them information about the relative order of magnitude of the eligible requests and what it kind of money we're looking at for all of that. And then council and city management makes a decision about how much can we afford to put toward the program for actually implementing some of these devices.
So what's the most efficient way? I mean, can they make a phone call and discuss it with somebody and at the end of the phone conversation realize they don't qualify for this? Or do they go ahead and make application and then just wait on the judgment that's made?
By all means, if people want to visit about it, we're more than happy to take the call. We do have an information application packet on our website that can be downloaded. We ask people to read through that first. Most of those questions can be answered there. If they still have questions, by all means, give us a call. If they want us to come out and visit with the neighborhood, we're more than happy to do that. But if you're concerned, go ahead and submit the request and see what happens. The worst thing we're going to tell you is we're not able to document an adverse level of speeding. Here is the traffic study that shows that. But we will still, because you'll always see some instance of speeding out there. All of our traffic studies, we do give a copy to Bryan Police Department so they can consider targeted enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, again, as the city grows and the population shifts, those changes. Well, what's the website or how do they make contact with you?
Go to the city's website, www.bryantx.gov/LATM.
All right, they're going to try to make the streets safer. That's Gary Schatz here from the city of Bryan. Thanks for the time this morning.
Scott, thank you. It's
you
fun.
Bet.